Hello.
Hello. I thought you were going to do welcome to NFLP episode. What is it?
22.
Okay.
Yeah, I lured you in to say it. I basically tricked you into saying it. That's why I left.
Well, stare at me long enough, I will come out with a sentence or two.
Because but I don't think you've ever said the intro. So that's the first time.
I think I've said it, but you've cut me out a fair few times. And then you said it, and then thought, intro is better.
We're on a phase of no editing. So there's going to be no editing of this out. So, and we're going to keep it short this week, listeners. Last week we left it. We did an unedited pod, but we let it run to 57 minutes. And as I'm sure you all realized, it was long. So we're going to... I'm going to keep this one shorter. Oh, and I will start. Let's start the pod by I'm going to take some advice from other pods that do this at the beginning, because apparently no one listens to the end of podcasts. So then people don't rate or review your podcast. So give us a nice rating wherever you listen to the podcasts. Share it with a friend. Be nice. Why not? It's the start of the year. Tell people about us. Even though there's only a few pods left of the year because the season's almost over, now's a great time to tell people about it.
Yeah, this is it. Build it up. This is all, we're all about, natural growth or organic growth? Organic growth. And this is all key to it. And, can't think of what I was going to say. And that's even worse because you can't edit this week, so... What's on the agenda, Steve?
So it's just novice Steve and novice Pardo again holding the fort. Internet Rezol is missing in action. Yeah. MIA. Don't think there's going to be a guest appearance from him this week. I think he's a bit under the weather. So we will forge on with finding out how novice Pardo's week was.
Well, what have I done this week? Well, what is it, Wednesday?
It is Wednesday. Yeah, we're recording on Wednesday today, folks.
Yeah, and last week was that was like the back to work week, and this is like the back to work week because everything's kind of happening now. You got stuff kind of just getting initiated, and this week gonna have to do stuff, and it's in out and about this week. Not been as far north as Cumbria. I fell short to Preston yesterday. But still, nice trip on the train. I trained it this week rather than drove.
Good for the environment. And,
lesson learned. So I've spent a lot of time at Crewe Station.
Crewe Station. That is where in the old Thomas the Tank Engine books, the trains used to go to get fixed. If they were broken.
That's not true.
It is. Did you know that?
Thomas the Tank Engine's on an island.
Thomas the Tank Engine is set in, somewhere in England. Cornwall or something. No?
No, it's on an imaginary, island. It's an island.
100%. The trains used to go and get fixed in Crewe Station. Because it was the most famous... station where all the trains in England used to get sent there to get fixed back in the day.
Oh, right.
So when they wrote the book.
Off island.
So off island, yeah.
Yeah, send them on a boat. I can't believe that.
You're going to have to... Let's look at it when we get... when we finish the pod. And listeners, you're welcome to join us in this debate about Thomas the Tank Engine, if you can remember Thomas the Tank Engine from your youth.
But even if you don't remember, you got children, you suddenly have to. It all comes flooding back.
Is it still popular with kids in the UK?
Yeah, I think it is. But from what I've seen, and my child's too young, and I don't know whether she'll ever get into Thomas the Tank Engine. But I've had a nephew that really got into it. But it's all been computerized now.
No less longer enjoyable, I think.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm being nostalgic.
Yeah, maybe, but It was great. I mean, it was narrated by Ringo Starr back in the day. You can't get better than that.
That was fantastic. I didn't even know who he was when I was watching it as a kid.
Neither
and then I. when you look back on it, you think, wow, what a treat. What an absolute treat.
Mm.
I have a question about Preston, actually.
Yeah?
Isn't that the... first of all, what was it like? And isn't it the newest city in England, even though it's quite old as a city? But I believe it was probably the last kind of town that became a city, or the latest town that became a city.
I'm not sure whether that's true. I mean, when do you think Preston became a city?
Oh, probably 2005, something really? Like that. Or maybe earlier. 1995.
It's always called Preston North End, the football team, wasn't it? It wasn't like Preston Town and then became Preston City.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Wolverhampton used to be a town as well. That became a city.
Did it? Oh, that might have been after then. But anyway, it's just throwing out two things out there, but you're not sure about both of them.
No, I think only the listeners could contribute to the final answer there. I mean, I could Google it, but that kind of defeats the object. That's something that we leave for Internet Resol to do. Exactly. While we talk about it, not knowing what we're talking about.
We're really missing his presence.
Yeah, that little interjection would be helpful right about now, but unfortunately he's not there. It's just a shame.
It's a real shame.
Yeah, I was just thinking back to the weekend. What happened at the weekend? It seems so long ago. What do you get up to, Steve, while I think about what hell I did?
Oh, it was it was dinner parties for me. It was a dinner party weekend. We had some friends invite us round for the Russian New Year, because that happens on like the 12th of January.
Oh, yeah.
So they celebrated that on the Saturday night. We had a group of friends there. So we drank a bit of wine. And unfortunately, I was the only one who took the kids. Everyone else left their kids at home. And then the kids were terrorizing me. And I couldn't really enjoy too much wine. And we left they were having a bit of a late night. We left about 10-ish, I think. And then on the second day of the weekend, on the Sunday, we actually went to another dinner party with another couple. But this time, their children were there. The kids played. Yeah. And it was like a lunch kind of thing.
Nice. That's
very
lovely.
Nice. Very relaxing.
And it's all come flooding back, actually, because obviously I watched a lot of the games, and we watched the game.
Oh, of course, I watched some NFL games. I totally forgot.
Yeah, we watched the NFL games, and we had a call that wasn't pod related. Well, it was.
Yes. Of course. That was when I got back for it, because it did trigger you when I was saying I'd been to the dinner party, because I told you, like, on the call.
That felt like the last pod. But
yes, it did. Yeah. And so we decided we would have, with some other friends, we would have a Skype call while we were watching the games, and we would talk about the games as we were watching. It was quite funny. But I was very surprised to see that the call lasted pretty much the whole game of the first the first game that was on.
A 2.5-hour length call. And I suppose, that's the thing with that. And we did it by WhatsApp rather than Skype. So,
Yeah. But I recommend all of you to get in touch with friends, to connect, because I think a lot of the time nowadays we tweet, we send messages on WhatsApp, and we're not actually paying attention to the game. And it was quite nice to just chat, and like you have your friends in the room, pay attention to the game. I mean, of course, if you're in the US, I would say, hey, go to a bar, sit there, or even if your friends are in the same city or the same town, go to a bar. But
got immediate friends that you can watch it with, that is the ideal. If you're limited, don't hold back. And it can be quite niche finding those people that want to get into NFL or are willing to, and we've all got families, difficult to get out,
especially past bedtime.
especially past that 9 o'clock time.
Yeah, but it's a good segue into the games that we actually watched. So the first game on Saturday was the Vikings versus the Texans. Oh, no, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Totally wrong. The Vikings versus the 49ers.
Yes.
And that finished 10 to the Vikings and 27 to the 49ers. Mm. It was pretty much the 49ers won that one at a canter, it seemed.
And I suppose that's the biggest shame because, I mean, the highlight of that game was our chat.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, unfortunately, early on, it seemed like, yeah, okay, this is, you know, this is the 49ers, you know, that unless something dramatic happens. And mm-hmm. I suppose by watching that game, it made all the other games more surprising.
Cause, yeah.
What was it like? So we all kind of went to bed, right, okay, we just thought, okay, Ravens will win it tonight. It's a bit of a no-brainer. Mm. Won't be any shocks. And then wake up, you know, first thing the next day on a Sunday. I mean, I wanted to have a lie-in that day, but I kind of woke up with Rose at like 7 a.m. after, what, like 12:30, probably 1:30 for you. Mm. And then, Titans won it. And it's unbelievable.
28-12 to the Titans. Yeah, and, you know, it was crazy, really, because no one expected it. I mean, I predicted they would beat the Patriots the week before, so it's a bit stupid that we didn't think they could beat the Ravens. But you just thought the Ravens coming into this with a 14-2 record, the Titans the sixth seed. I mean, it shows you, well, the Ravens kind of like had a bit of a week off in that last game. They didn't play the players. Then they had another week off. And it shows what momentum does. And then when you're coming in with such a good form and a player like Derrick Henry on absolute the career form, and just he just absolutely ran through them. And they just could not stop him.
A juggernaut, yeah. I mean, I even said at the back end of the last pod, you know, oh, I'd love it if Titans won it.
Yeah, and you did, yeah.
I couldn't imagine, you know, well, they've got past what would be the hardest hurdle.
Mm.
You know, and I think everything came together for them. You know, it's probably the worst game I've seen Lamar Jackson have. And he's probably
I
one
felt
of them.
Sorry for him, actually. I think it was a bit
of a
shame.
Pressure.
That
a lot of pressure.
I was really looking for. I was hoping he. I was hoping he had a good game, had some success. I would actually have been happy if he won the Super Bowl, right? Because I think he's had such a great season. I like the spirit that the team's had this year, and to see him go out in that way where they've played so well, and then it just didn't work. Nothing clicked at all on Saturday. And it's a bit of a shame. It would have even if it was a close game and then they went out, that would have been it would have been good. But I don't know. It just didn't happen. It just didn't seem to click for them on Saturday. So it's a bit of a shame to see Lamar's season end like that. But hey, this is playoff football, and you know he'll be back next year. I'm sure probably in the playoffs again, and then he's got a chance to right these wrongs.
Well, this is it. He's young, isn't he? He's going to learn from it, and you know he'll come back stronger the next year, and you know maybe they'll strengthen the players that are around him. You know, I think he's kind of carried the team in a lot of games, you know, that
because
they otherwise would have lost this year.
Yeah, it seemed that when they couldn't get the running game going because Mark Ingram also got injured, right? And then when Lamar couldn't get the running game going because the Titans defense managed to just like stop them from running. Then obviously he was throwing a lot all over the place, which was too many throws. But then they just couldn't, they didn't have any answers then after that. And then when Derrick Henry started running and then he just like got to the, none of the linebackers, these small linebackers could stop him or wanted to tackle him because, you know, you imagine this, what is he, 250 pounds, 6'5" or something guy running at you full belt. You know, he was just, he was unstoppable. So
everything was coming off for him. I mean, you see that kind of leap pass that he did. He threw a touchdown. It's, you know,
I looked at the stats.
Most unexpected thing.
I looked at the stats the next day, and I was like, I text you, and I said, he scored a touchdown. He threw for a touchdown. Like in the when you look at,
well, this is it.
Sorry, I have a cough.
But this is it. He didn't get a touchdown. And you see a Titans win, you think, shit. What, Henry didn't get a touchdown, but then...
He threw for a touchdown.
Yeah, madness. Madness, yeah. Who'd have thought?
Brilliant.
But I mean that shows the balance of the team, doesn't it, really? I mean, yeah, he's by far, the strongest player. He's one of the best players, in the whole, of the NFL at the moment. But God, what confidence they've got going in against the Chiefs. And well, yeah, and with that Chiefs game,
Yeah.
I mean, what a start by the Texans. We thought, here we go, how can this happen again?
One of the best halves of football I think I've ever seen. Unfortunately, my younger brother messaged me in the second half and said, "Is there anything on TV I can watch?" And I said, "Yeah, put the NFL on because Texans Chiefs." And then he was like, "The score's big, but it's a bit of a boring game." And I was like, "Yeah,
Rewind it.
you missed the best half of football. That's one of the most interesting halves there's ever been." What? So the Texans jumped out straight away to a 24-0 score, and then you saw Mahomes on the sideline rallying everyone, saying, "Come on, we can do this. We can do this. Like, we just need to catch some balls, make some plays." And then he just went on,
A
and I
hell of
think
a
what?
comeback, isn't it?
Oh
Yeah.
my God! I mean, he just in that second quarter. What was it? They had seven possessions and scored like seven touchdowns or something like that, I think I read. And then the final score was Texans 31, Chiefs 51. It's just insane. Like, the way that Mahomes just, what he's capable of doing is just incredible. Like, if he really wants to, and then he's feeling he's got the feeling, it was just. That was just exquisite to watch, the way that he was moving the ball and just throwing to people, just like these little passes he does that just people just can't read. Touchdowns all over the shop.
Yeah, fantastic. And they had to put a note out to the Chiefs fans because they ran out of fireworks.
Oh
They did fireworks for every touchdown, and they ran out
yeah.
the last two.
It's just a little bit of gloating
Is a
there, eh?
bit
Humble
floating,
brag, humble brag.
yeah, humble,
Well, we
humble
ran out of
brag, yeah.
fireworks, too many touchdowns. Yeah.
And then I suppose with the actually, the closest game was scoreline wise anyway, it was the Packers Seahawks. But I think, I mean, I've seen the highlights of this game, just trying to remember back. But I think, Packers were in front throughout, and I think it was only with a bit of a galvanization and trying to, they're always trying to claw their way back in the Seahawks, and yeah, it's too little too late, I thought.
Yeah.
I think that was relatively convincing. I think, they had a few battle scars, the Seahawks, from their wild card round that they just
Yeah, I
couldn't
think
shake
it's
off.
good analysis, right? Like, I think they've been pretty banged up, the Seahawks, and I think they the better team won on the day, right? They kind of ran. They got to probably the furthest point they could, the Seahawks. And even though I liked them a lot, and I was probably hoping they beat the Packers. It was, the Packers. Actually, I'm surprised the score was that close. What, Seahawks 23, Packers 28 in the end? Because I also, when you watch the highlights, it's the Packers, I think, ran out to like a 14-0 kind of lead. And then I think only a bit of magic from Russell Wilson managing to move the ball, because it all seemed to be like a one-man show. Like, Russell Wilson was just doing everything. I think it was the best team won in the end of the day, and I think Rodgers was throwing some very nice passes around in that game,
Fantastic
I have to
plays from
say.
Rodgers. I agree. And I suppose then, looking ahead for the conference championship games now. So you got Chiefs at home against the Titans. I mean, can the Titans do it again?
You'd like to think so, right? Like, now it's like, sometimes when these things sort of happen, you think, okay, this is just destined to happen that they win this. But I'm gonna go for the Chiefs in this game because I just think Mahomes is the best. I think he's just the best player in the whole of the NFL, and I think he's one of these once in a lifetime kind of players.
Yeah,
And
he's proving it, isn't he? Yeah, I
yeah.
think, with that, well, one is excellent play on the field, but off the field, with galvanizing the troops on the sidelines, and he just says all the right things, and you can't help but warm to him.
Yeah, and the they've got so the Chiefs. I think with Mahomes for me, I can't look past them because I think they're coming. He's dealt with so many injuries this season as well. He busted up his ankle at the start of the season. You remember he dislocated his knee halfway through the season as well. Mm-hmm. It came out of its socket. And I think he came back after 3 weeks, but it was a very cautious approach. It was very timid. He wasn't at his full, at his best. And then, the last week, that was just him at his best. He was just like, hey, we're going to win this game. We are not losing this game. And then he got everything moving. And then he got Kelce was playing well, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, all of these people, right? Mecole Hardman had a run that kind of was a bit of catalyst for the sparking the game back into life from them. And I think just with that, with the offense, I just get the feeling that even if the Titans kind of hit them hard and score a few and they go down, I think it feels a bit like a really good basketball team that will always be able to score back, So I think the thing is the Chiefs do have a weakness in defense. So I think they're going to get one player back this week. I think I can't remember the name. Is it Chris Jones or something? But one of their main defenders who's been out. So I think that's the look. Like if Derrick Henry sort of destroys that defense again, then anything can happen. But then I think Mahomes will find a way to get to score back. That's what I kind of think.
I suppose that's the difference, isn't it? I think Texans shot Chiefs in a similar way the Titans did the Ravens, and the difference is that Chiefs has an answer for it. When they were up against it, they kind of came out and they found a way.
Yeah.
I think Ravens, just shot them. And I don't think they ever recovered from it. Mm. But it's gonna be a great game, and obviously that the time slot will be that'll be the game that we'll probably be able to watch in real time. It's exciting, and the game that we kind of predicted would be the 49ers and Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice that the Titans are there. Otherwise it would be what we always kind of thought it would be. Chiefs, Ravens, 49ers, Packers. But it's nice that we got something else in there. It's nice that they provided the shocks throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's they can do it again. Then how could you bet against them?
Who are you going for, though? You're going for the Chiefs in the first one, and then you're leaning towards the Packers against the 49ers then, by the sounds of it.
Well, as I've got the two teams I kind of backed at the beginning of all this still remain in the chase.
Really?
Yeah, so I backed the Chiefs to win overall, and my backup were Packers. Mm-hmm. So I can't go against them now. Now they've kind of proved their worth. No. They're in it, in amongst it. 49ers Packers, I mean, 49, I mean, they kind of like, they're not, I don't know. I don't know whether they've been properly tested yet, or they're just, they're just solid. And it doesn't seem like they're being tested, but their defense is so good.
I think for me, I'm going to go for the 49ers there because...
All right.
I think
you backed the 49ers. Yeah,
exactly. So, but I think you're right. I think they have so many good parts to that team. So I think first of all they have a great defense, but then you have the offense, right? They have they can mix it up a bit. They can throw it. They can run it. I think they have the best coach probably at the moment who's really finding his groove in terms of being able to choose the right plays and all this kind of stuff. And I think, I was looking actually at the last game that, because Packers and 49ers have played each other before, and they, I think it was week 12, and Rodgers was sacked 5 times by the 49ers defense. So not saying this will happen again, but that is a very good defense, and if they can sort of get at Rodgers like that and stop him playing. And what I think with the Packers, what I've seen is, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they've scored that many points this season. Like the games always seem to be in the 20 points that they win. Like it's like 20, like the last game was 28 points. I mean, this is okay for winning a game, but I feel like it's not like the offense isn't so great that
I'm looking like the points for and you know in the NFC they are probably the you know the lowest scorers in terms of you know the winners of their kind of you know little league, so that does count for something. I mean, but they are they came into this with a you know winning streak of 5 in a row,
and but I think the 49ers can match them for whatever they can score based on their form. They're always only scoring about in the 20s, right? So I think the 49ers can match that and can match their defense. And I think the edge might be play calls from Kyle Shanahan.
Their strength has been in defense. 49ers, they've kind of got a better defense than the Packers, even though Packers are seen as a very strong defensive team, but they've scored, you know, over 100 points more throughout the season. And I, you know, I think we collectively, you know, have a kind of agreed that, you know, the NFC West is probably one of the strongest little leagues out there, you know, with the Seahawks, Rams and Cardinals. And, you know, I think the Packers, that, you know, I think Vikings have given a very good account for themselves, but, you know, 49ers didn't seem troubled by them at all, and they had a very good wild card round. And all right, that
it just took wild care of business.
And yeah, you know, I think it took a lot out of them as well. You know, that game that they had in that wild card, we didn't expect them to win that round, let alone you know against the 49ers. So they've done very well to get as far as they did. Because beating the Saints, it's no hard, no easy task, is it really? And let's hope it all meets expectations. But whatever happens, I think they're going to be two really good competitive games. I don't think there should be anyone being rolled over. It'd be a shame if it was, but
I think so. I think the Packers as well, right? They showed last week. The 13-3 record. Don't underestimate a team with a 13-3 record, with one of the best quarterbacks of all time in Aaron Rodgers there, and then they've got Devontae Adams. They were Rodgers was got his relationship going again with Devontae Adams, the wide receiver. Aaron Jones is playing well at running back. They've got a good defense, so I think it really shows that like this should be competitive. And with Aaron Rodgers, you never know, right? He could do it.
Yeah.
He's got the experience as well, but so you never really know what's going to happen. And as it's shown in the last few weeks, no one really knows. But for me, I'm going to go Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl. What are you going?
Fine. I mean, I've got to stick with Chiefs Packers as a Super Bowl. That's what would be great to see. I mean, on my Twitter banner, I've got showing Chiefs Packers, you know, in the final, and Chiefs winning overall.
Wow.
And that's why I predicted at the beginning. So
well, that would be incredible. If you get that, your predictions come in. Well, all we need now is Derrick Henry to just run the football right down your throat and just knock the Chiefs out completely.
Well, and you know, the way it's been, I think other than that kind of result coming out, I'd love the Titans to win it.
Yeah.
Overall,
no one could begrudge them that. Exactly. Nah. I think every neutral would be like, that's great. You know.
Yeah.
Just the record, 9-7 record in the regular season, the 6th seed. No one expected anything from them, and then this. And they were so bad at the start of the season as well. And then they made that change with Mariota out, Tannehill coming in. Boom.
It's like Leicester City winning the Premier League, isn't it?
Yes.
Titans winning the Super Bowl. Out of nowhere. All right, they started taking up the vegan diet those couple of seasons ago. I'm trying to figure out, because the guy that is in that documentary I watched, he retired last season, and it was his wife that kind of catered for them. Like, they had like 15 players all kind of took up this diet over the course of, not this season, but the season before.
You and your vegan diet talk with the Titans every week.
I'm trying to get some feedback on whether they're carrying on, because it could be a deciding factor. If Titans win the Super Bowl and they're doing their vegan diet, then there's got to be something to it. It's one thing Arnie's saying, but if Titans win the Super Bowl, that's what I mean. It's kind of like, I'm hoping that the discussion will never happen again, because, you know, I don't know. Makes you think, doesn't it?
It does make you think, and I think we think that we can wrap up the podcast there on crisp 30 minutes. Beautiful.
Fantastic. Lovely.
Beautiful. Anything to add, Pardo?
No, I think, it's been a good round of games throughout the knockout phases so far. Really enjoyed it. I mean, I think it's given an added edge to the weekend games, or I've got less games to kind of follow. But I think, you know, being able to concentrate on games and watch things almost end to end, yeah, you're up to speed with every game, and yeah, it's been exciting. So I'm looking forward to this weekend. You know, it's going to be a great build up. Traveling over to Berlin next week.
Yep. Just in we'll time have for the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl, the main event.
Yeah, we'll have Lamar our own. Jackson, we'll set up our. Yeah. Exactly, Eddie will, yeah. We'll set up our own Pro Punch Bowl in the kitchen, and then we can watch the Pro Bowl. Beautiful.
So I think we'll probably will we be able to squeeze in a pod before? Probably can, yeah.
Yes, I believe so, yeah. We could probably do it on. Yes, we can do one next week, talking about these games that what happened, and then we could maybe do one while you're here in Berlin, talking about the Super Bowl, looking ahead. So there you go, fans of the NFLP. There's your schedule, and I think you can all agree, it sounds like a fantastic end to the season.
Lovely stuff. Put it on your wall chart, and we'll see you then.
And come at us, bro. At Novice Steve, or at Novice Pod, or at
Novice Pardo.
Perfect. See you later.